Masha, we're off later, I guess. Jack, we mentioned at the beginning of the davening, second bracha. And in Baruch Aleinu, we have the same Talumot Levracha. Now, interestingly, when a person that davens Nusach Svar, or that follows Minhag Agro, Yerushalmi says that Moed Atol is a Rishus, not obligatory. That's the halacha, that's what the Torah brings. The only question is, in Minhag Ashkenaz, they didn't include it, and regular Minhag Ashkenaz, Nusach Svar included it, and Minhag Agro included it, and that's when Eretz Yisrael, they do Moed Atol. But the Chol HaDeis, it's a Rishus. If you left it out, you don't have to daven again. It's only a question what Minhag HaMokom is. But in terms of being Ma'akim in the Tefillah, it's not. Yet. If one said Merod Atol from Shmini Atzeres and on, I don't know, let's say you say Merod Atol the whole year, the whole summer. Now comes Shmini Atzeres, so Ronnie went up there, gave a clap, Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem, and I don't know what I did, I blissfully forgot about it. So normally we say, if I don't know if I said something, it's presumed that I didn't say it. So we can presume, if I wasn't aware that I said Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem, that I didn't say Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem. So do I have to go back and daven again? So the halacha is no. As long as I mention Merod Atol, that suffices. In the Baruch of Baruch Aleinu, there we say V'sein Talu Motu L'Brocha. And there we find the following halacha. Did if I said V'sein Motu and I didn't say V'sein Tal, I'm fine. If I said V'sein Tal, if I said V'sein Tal and I didn't say Motu, I'm not Yetzer. So was it a pshat? Two places I have to mention Geshem. I have an obligation to mention Geshem in the Tefillah. And yet, if I omit the mention of Geshem in the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, then I don't have to go back, as long as I said Tal. And in Baruch Aleinu, if I said V'sein Tal and I forgot Motor, I have to daven again. Pshat. Now let's tie one more thing into this. If I come to the bracha Baruch Aleinu, said the bracha, I come up to Kabbalah Shofar, and I'm in fact not only mesupet, let's say I'm even absolutely certain it's true, even if I don't know if I said it, but let's say I'm even absolutely certain that I didn't say V'sein Tal. I know for a fact, but it's true in either case, whether I'm unsure or whether I'm absolutely sure that I didn't say it. But let's say even if I'm absolutely sure I didn't say it, comes to Shema Koleinu, saying Talamot de Levrocha, my Shmonesra is fixed up. Keep on going, no problems. So how come if I left out, I'm a regular Ashkenaz guy. So I say Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem in the winter, and I don't say anything in the summer. Now comes after Shmini Atzeres, and I omitted Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem. It's a weekday, so listen. A good idea. The same way I can fix everything up by saying the same Talamot L'Vrocha in Shema Koleinu. So I have a new fix. I say Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem in Shema Koleinu, and let me be yaitzeh with that too. Reasonable, but not true. Doesn't work. So why not? Why? How come I can only fix my omissions in Baruch Aleinu and Shema Koleinu, but my omissions in Ata Gibor can't fix? Why not? It's the difference. Same problem. I omitted the mention of Geshem. So here we have to understand the following, and there's a third thing we have to understand, which they're all connected. When do we start Masha Baruch Merod HaGeshem? Shmini Atzeres. So even in Eretz Yisrael, we don't start the same Talmud Mortar until Zayin Cheshvan. Why not? What do we wait to Zayin Cheshvan for? Bishloma and Chutz Lord, the Pshat is, at least in Bovel, they didn't need the rain till this time of the year. So, okay, fine. So they didn't recite the same Talmud, I understand. But in Eretz Yisrael, Poshe, the rain would have been helpful. But see, the growing season starts right away. So why don't we pray for rain? Why don't we wait till Zayin Cheshvan? So here we find two answers to this question in the Gemara. One in the Gemara, one in the Rishalmi. One answer is because of the Holchei Drochem. People are returning home from Yontif, and it takes time to get home. So by Zayin Cheshvan, no matter how far away you live, you're back in the house again. Right? To be Holchei Drochem, even nowadays, if you travel and it's rainy, it's miserable. And if you didn't have the rapid enclosed types of conveyance that we have, it was especially miserable. So nobody wanted rain until they got home. So they waited until everybody got home from the Aliyah L'Regel. So why did we stop Masha V'Ruach on Shmini Atzeres? If we're waiting, we don't want the rain for another 2 weeks. So what we started with Masha V'Ruach for? Elamai, we started with Masha Baruach because it's the right time for rain. So what's going on? So one way or the other, you can't have it both ways. And the second reason we find is that as much as the time that we bring the crops in from the field, Chag HaOsef is gather up the harvested grain and bring it into the warehouses. But in every business, there are always the late guys. Doesn't make a difference what business you're in. Every business, there's some people that are late. And there's some people that don't manage to finish schlepping everything in before Sukkos. If it would start to rain, the remaining crops in the field would rot. So it might be good for next year's crop, but meanwhile, next year's crop, what do they say? A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Last year's crop I have right here. Next year's crop, who knows what's going to be with it. So I would rather prefer to finish bringing in this year's crop and have a little bit less rain for next year's crop than rot last year's crop and who knows what's going to come in next year's crop. But I'll call upon them, why does divergence? Masha Baruach was from Shmini Atzeres. And even in Eretz Yisrael, where the rain was needed right away, put it off to Zayin Cheshvan. What's the Cheshvan? So the answer to all of these three things is the same. The second bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, what's its function? Shevach. La'olam yisader odom shvachu v'achakach yispalo. This is a derisive of the Kedin. It's derived from a pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be mispalo before the Rabbeinu Shalolo, and he wants to be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. So what does he say? Veschanan al Hashem ba'isa hilonu. Ata achilo isa laharis avdecho, es godlecho vesiodecho aschazoko. You've shown me your wonders. You've begun to show me your wonders. Asher mikel v'ashamayim v'orot asher yaseh ha-maseh ha-gurosech. Is there any deity, a power in the entire universe that can match you? Then, what's the next pasuk? Ebrono v'eres ha-orot ha-tayim. Allow me to cross the Jordan and enter Eretz Yisrael. The first statement, Acha ato achilosu l'hares ha Avdecha es godlecha ves yodecha asher mikel v'ashamayim v'horat asher yaseh ha-maseh ha-gurosech. That's praise. Moshem's great. After that, Moshem Minu starts Ebronov Eres Aretz HaTayim. The Rambam records this as a din deraisa. It's a deraisa dikadin, the format of Tevila. So first there's to be Shevach, and then comes Bakosha. So Ata Gibor is talking about Gvuras Hashem, the greatness, the great power that the Rebbe Nishalim has, Michaya Mesim, etc. Among the things, he sustains the world. The Tal also is a factor in sustaining the world. So, as long as we mention some reference to the sustenance of the world, That's enough in terms of praise. We don't have to cover every aspect. Baruch Aleinu is Bakosha. And Bakosha, it's not enough to make a general statement, a platitude. There I have to be to the point. What we need, ultimately, bottom line, what do we need? Is we need rain. So I need to say Vesein Moto. Right? Put it a broch, a bakosha vital too, but the same talamoto. But the ikar, the bakosha is for moto. It's a bakosha. That's the reason why I can repair the damage if I omit it. Saying Talamot Levrocha in Baruch Aleinu, and I can fix it in Shmak Aleinu. Shmak Aleinu is the culmination of the Bakoshas. So what am I lacking in the Shmon Esrei HaBakosha? Shmak Aleinu is the general catch-all of all the Bakoshas. It's a generalized format. I can put any Bakosha into it. So I can put it in Bakosha, but saying Talamot Levrocha into that Brocha too. It's also a Bakosha. But it's a bakosha, it's not praise. And therefore, to say, I can't say Masha Baruch, I'm already a Geshem. It doesn't belong there. There's no shaykhus, no connection to that part of Shonas. And that's ultimately the difference between the recitation of Masha Baruch and Shmini Atzeres and the delay until Zayin Mar Cheshvan will be saying Talamot Levrocha, because this is a Haskorah. Not a bakosha, it's a praise. I mentioned the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's timely. It's the time of the year that we address how the Rabbeinu Shalom sustains thee. I praise him for it. Praise? I can give the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's appropriate to praise him. Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. It's possible we say every day in davening. So Gemara says, B'chol Yom you should be Meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom Me'ein Berchol Yisof. Consistent with the brachos that I received today. Whatever I receive today, I should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, praise the Rabbeinu Shalom for that. So now that it's the time of the year that the rain is on the agenda, so we should praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's the source of the rain. So that's appropriate. But to actually ask for the rain, I don't want it. Don't ask for what you don't want. As they say, be careful what you ask for. Your wish may be granted. So be careful what you ask for in this world. To ask, that I wait for, because I'm not ready for it. Praise the Rabbeinu Shalom in general terms, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of the rain and the sustenance of the world. That's appropriate. With this time of the year, our focus, as the growing season begins, the focus is upon the Rabbeinu Shalom as the one who sustains the world. The Poseach es yadecho masbeh lechol chayrotzon. Noisin lechem lechol bosor ki liyolim chastan. It all comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. So these three things are tied to each other. All of them.
Of Sukkot.
Why did they wait? That's a good question. Why they waited for? Why they waited for Masha Baruch until the? Well, I would say simply the reason is because. And Sukkot is not a brocha, it's a klal rain. So therefore, it's not the when. It's two things. It's when I prefer maybe not to have it, but it's not a klal. The next 2 weeks after Sukkot, there's a mila not having the rain, but it's timely. During Sukkot, it's not timely. During Sukkot, it's a klal. Particularly, the Achrayim say, that's particularly true in Eretz Yisrael. The din of the Mishnah, that a person comes to serve his master, and his master takes the drink and pours it over his head, is in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't normally rain. The fact that it rains on Sukkot is highly unusual. It's not a simon type. In Chutz La'aretz, where it's normal to rain at this time of the year, it's not remarkable at all. Many, many Achrayim say this. Now, wanted something, Aaron? You wanted something? Aaron?
The Rob answered my question.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now, there are times where the rational processes cannot fully explain what we do. It's true in the halacha too. Sometimes the rational processes lead us in one direction, and yet, min hashamayim, they push us in a different direction. Sam Sofer wrote, the very holy man, the Sam Sofer, Ish Kodesh Admoit. So, by Ish Kodesh, the Hashgoch expresses itself through such a person. So, he decided that a certain thing in Bosa V'cholov is in Hilchos Halachos of Bosa V'cholov is Mutter. And then he extended his hand, and it was relevant to something on his own table. He spilled it out. So he said, it seems that Min HaShemayim, they don't want him to issue this heta. The numbers seem to add up, but Min HaShem, others in fact paskin the way the Chassam Sofer wanted a paskin. But Chassam Sofer did not want to give the psak. He said, Min HaShemayim, they're not maskim that he should issue this psak. We have a hard time. We don't understand this. We have the same thing with the Gro. The Gro, as we know, was created a tremendous revival in many things. A revival in Torah learning, but also a revival in many aspects of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Many things which had become dormant over the years, the Goyin placed tremendous emphasis on reviving them and putting them in proper fashion. And one of the things that the Goyin was not happy about was the fact that in Chutz La'aretz we don't duchen every day. We have no real solid explanation. The Ramah gives, what can I say, a difficult, strained rationale for it. But a good rationale we don't have. There are many, many rayas in Shas. The Yavitz, I think, in Ksuvas brings one raya. Ani Akotin was moisa five more rayas from the Gemara Ksuvas that you mechuyev to duchen every day. And I don't know how many rayas the Vilna Goyin had. Now, duchening is a very big thing. When Aaron Leib Steinman comes to America, he goes to daven shachros every day with the Sfardim. Why? Because he wants to hear Birchus Kayanim. He wants Birchus Kayanim every day. So he goes to daven dafka with the Sfardim, because the Sfardim Sheminik is to follow what seems to be correct from the Gemara, that they duchen every day. So the Gaon two times in his life tried to institute duchening. He got a county of Kayanim Yuchas, and he lined them up, and the next morning they were going to duchen, and it was the Kayan died. Then he tried a second time, and I know that there are varied versions. Either the shul burned down, or the Gro himself got thrown into jail. I don't know which of the two it was. But either way, there was also, again, some rather remarkable intervention. So the Goyim decided after that, Adkan. Min HaShemayim, they're not maskim for some reason, and he backed off. But I said, we don't understand such things. Rabbi Saul Salanter lived in the next century after the Goyim. And he says he doesn't understand what happened with the story with the Goyim. We have a cloud that labor Shemayim. So, Torah is not dependent on heavenly signs, right? We have the famous story in the Gemara with Tana Shalachnai. The serpentine oven, it's shaped like little pieces. It looks like a snake that's wound around. If it's Makabal Tuma or not, the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, how it's Makabal Tuma, when it's Makabal Tuma. So Rabbi Elazar brought all types of heavenly proofs to his position. A bas kol came forth, a heavenly voice proclaimed that he was right, the walls of the Beis Medrash tilted in, the river ran backwards, all types of things. He put on a real show. And what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? Lo yibash shamayim. Torah is a rational process of this world.
It seems to be a much bigger question on the Chassam Sofer's story than the
whatever on the
there's a halacha issue.
Oh, the Chassam Sofer was also this was also a halacha issue.
But here there was a clear
minhag
a certain way.
So what? So what? But also maybe in the Chassam Sofer's way also a minhag. No, I don't want to go into what it was, but most people don't do what the Chassam Sofer thought is mutter. But the Agdeli Olam that hold its mutter, the Paschal Halacha that it's mutter. But most people don't do it. It's not a practice that anyone sitting in this room does. So Rabbi Saul Salantis said, if that's the Halacha, so the Goyim should have gone and done it. What happened? So when Hashemayim, we don't use heavenly signs. So that's an open question. We don't fully understand what the Goyim's cheshbon was. But there are times the Hashgacha is machriya.
Can you explain the idea of
Isha? What? There are times that the Hashgacha is machriya. Listen, we have a rational processes of halacha, but there are times the Hashgacha is the one that's machriya. Not I'm machriya, not Yonu machriya, not this Rishon's machriya, the Hashgacha Yonu was machriya. And in this sugya, we have one of those times. I'll read to you Sanor HaShulchan's take. So the Gemara relates in Tainus that in Eretz Yisrael they began the Saint Alamot L'Vroch on Zayin Cheshvan, and in Chutz Lorets they began 60 days after the equinox, which should have been November 23rd, but because of the changes between the Gregorian and the Julian calendar, it got moved up to 11 days, whatever, to December 4th. That's why, you know, we're still in the old system. The calendar didn't get changed for us. In this, we kept going the way we were before. We didn't adjust the calendar, so we're 11 days out of sync because they moved the calendar 11 days. Fine. So the Gemara says that was Minhag Bavel. Why? Because in Bavel they didn't need rain until that time. Before that time, there was no necessity of rain. That's when, according to the growing season in Bavel, that's when you needed rain. Could very well be. We could speculate. Remember, Bavel was on two of the greatest rivers in the world, the Tigris and the Euphrates. So, even if it's dry in the rest of the world, there's enormous, enormous amounts of water there, right? And that's why, in fact, Mesopotamia was one of the seats of civilization. Civilization emerged from there because it was easiest for the human being to succeed. Water was a constant. So it could be that because of all the water that exists there, maybe you don't need water, rainwater, until later on. Because all the water from all over the Middle East winds up draining through that part of the world. So maybe finally, when there was nothing more to drain down, it started to slow up. You know, they needed a rainy season. But they had much more water resources, and they still do, than almost any place in the world. Two of the greatest rivers in the world flow through that area. So they started 60 days after the equinox. Now, in general, we have Minhag Eretz Yisrael and we have Minhag Bavel. That existed. Right? We have Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi. And we have Eretz Yisrael follows Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Bavel followed Minhag Bavel in many things. Even the Shemoneh Esrei in Minhag Eretz Yisrael had a different Shemoneh Esrei than we have. They didn't have the Brocha of Es Tzemach, among other things. That was together with the Brocha of Yerushalayim Ircha. That Brocha they didn't have. There were differences.
In Eretz Yisrael, they said it as one?
It was, yeah. What's one Brocha? We have little touches. The Sha'oischa Levatcha B'yira Navay that we have on days that we duchen, that's the classic nusach of nusach Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have a machzor shchinos al tzion. Remember, it was a beis hamikdash. What did they need a machzor shchinos al tzion for? Their bracha was sha'ayis cholubat chabir adav. That's nusach Eretz Yisrael. Right? Whatever the reason, the goyim says that it's not nogeya to us, and we should say a machzor shchinos al tzion even the days that we duchen. That's the goyim sheet. But our minute is sort of, we jump back there to Yisrael, the way it was, as if the Beis Hamikdash was still up. So there are differences. Minhag Bavel, Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So what do we Bnei Chutz La'aretz do? So Bnei Chutz La'aretz follow Minhag Bavel. That's what emerged over history. Bnei Eretz Yisrael follow Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So what we find is, so Mamelon Eretz Yisrael, they have Minhag Eretz Yisrael, they start from Zayin Cheshvan. In Chutz La'aretz, we have Minhag Bavel, so we start 60 days after the equinox. So along came the Rosh, beginning of the 13th century, and the Rosh in Spain says, something doesn't add up here. Doesn't add up. Why? He says, if we're talking about Minhagim, they paskin like the Shita, we paskin like a different Shita. So Minhagim, we follow Bavel, they follow Eretz Yisrael. That I understand. But there's no machlekes here. This is merely a question of weather and agricultural effects. Each country has its own growing season, has its own weather background in terms of when it needs rain. Some places, perhaps, as I said, maybe because of the Tigris and the Euphrates, they had more water there in the first place. So it wasn't so quickly necessary to have rain. But the local agriculture worked on a different basis. So we're not dealing with Minhagim. There's no debate here. There's no dispute. We're addressing two different situations. If the situation in Babel was what it was in Eretz Yisrael, they would have started in Zayin Cheshvan. And if in Eretz Yisrael they had the situation of Babel, they would have started 60 days after the equinox. So this is not a machlekes that they paskin like one sheet, that they paskin like the Rambam, and we paskin like the Ravid. This is a metzias difference. This is a metzias difference. You'll tell me, you know. In Poland, before the war, if a guy touched the wine, they spilled the wine down the drain. And nowadays, we don't spill the wine down the drain. So that is no machlekes. Why? In Poland, the wine wasn't bevushel, so if a guy picked water, we pour it out. We usually have yayin bevushel, so if he pours yayin bevushel, it's not a problem. So it's not a machlekes, we're not arguing, it's not a machlekes of what they did in Poland or what we do. If we have them at Sias, when we have a bottle of wine that's not mevushel and a guy pours it, it's aser. If they had a bottle that was mevushel, they didn't aser it. Just usually, most days of the week, most of the wine they had wasn't mevushel, most of the wine we have is mevushel. There's no machlekes. If we, each one of us, when the other one chooses, we do exactly what they did. But we're in our shoes. So the Rosh said, I don't get this. It's not a machlekes in Minhagim. They paskin like one sheet, they paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. Forget it. This has to do with agricultural conditions, weather conditions. What does it have to do with Minhagim? And in the 7th, 8th century, since the Rosh, it's going on 8 centuries, there's no one that's come along that's been able to enter the Rosh. The Rosh dominates this sugya. But, so intellectually, solid. Can't argue with the Rosh. And yet, the Halacha L'Maisa, no one ever listened to the Rosh. No one listened to him. Despite the fact that in this country we need rain right after Sukkot, they don't say till 60 days after the equinox. So what's the pshat? We cannot explain this. We have no rational explanation of why. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan is amazing what he says. Let me read to you the Aruch HaShulchan. Mikomokum kosov harosh ba'atzmo. The Rosh himself wrote in his tshuvas, Shalinus kablu dvar of klal, that nobody wanted to listen to him. They told him, listen, it's all fine and dandy, but we're saying the same tal when we say it and nothing's changing. So what's in the pshat? We have no rational, no one has come along. Moshe Feinstein's atzal writes, Conceptually, the Rosh is undoubtedly right. Well, we don't conduct ourselves that way, but in concept, can't dispute the Rosh. So Zuktar HaShulchan Uchgilu Yotzo Basko Lasos Kibnevovo. As if we had the Baskol came by Bishama and Basilo, as if a Baskol came and told us that we should follow Bnei Vavo, and we didn't have Rabbi Yeshua to get up to tell the Baskol, Leiba Shemayim, we're not interested in a Baskol. So the Baskol prevailed. V'chein mevuha medivri arama v'chiburu perak beis, shalok hosha b'feresh ha-mishnah ayin shom. The Perish of Mishnayis apparently would have lent support to the Rosh's position. But the Rambam and the Yad, just clear cut. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's Chutz Lorotz, and so on. V'kach sosmu rabosenu bali ha-Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskin v'chein halach, and that's the halach. The Grob was no slouch when it came to disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch if he held to change the halach. We don't have any messiah from the Grob to change this halach. The Grob was makabel this halach. We don't know why, but he was. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, and anyone that comes to raise this as a practical issue, not, you know, a scholarly issue, we're allowed to talk about whatever we want, but as a practical issue, roi la'inish, he deserves that min ha-shamayim, they should punish him. So the halach is clear cut. He's coming to disturb established halach. But why we do it? We're in a way clueless. We'll see in a moment. Yeah.
What about the people in the southern hemisphere?
That's another issue.
Are they still supposed to follow?
Yeah. According to the Rosh, we would ought to say the people in the southern hemisphere. And I was in Johannesburg for 6 weeks in July and August. Now, in July and August is the winter time. You know, summer is in January. But the Tvilas are our Tvilas, same Tvilas. The Rosh is the same point. According to Shitas and Rosh, it ought to be reversed. But the world doesn't work that way. So we don't know why, but the halacha is clear cut. Now, there are, though, places where the Rosh's concept goes from concept to reality. When you're so right, you can't be denied for it. So basically what happens is the following. There are two issues. There's the makubal, meaning the minig, what's the common practice? So the common practice is we don't recite for St. Talamot Levroch. What happens though, if I made a mistake and I recited it, you know, I forgot. You know, I heard in Eretz Yisrael the starting with Saint Talmud Levrocha, you know, and I forgot to be so sophisticated that the Chutz Lorotz we do it differently. So I also started with Saint Talmud Levrocha. Now I come to shul 5 days later, and the Rav says we start in December. So now what do I do now? And this morning I said with Saint Tal after the Rav did have mincha again. What happens? So listen to the Shulchan Aruch. Yechidim atzrichim lemotor b'mayis achama. Let's say there are individuals that need rain in the summer months. You know, a small area. We plant a certain crop and we need it to rain. The rest of the world around us is on vacation. They would like it to be dry. But in our little, in our Medina, in our New York, you know, we would like to have rain. And Shailin Oysa Babrichas Hashana. They cannot ask that Brochon Babrichas Hashana, Allah Bishomaya Tvila. Only in the Brochon Shabaya Tvila. Because that's a personal Bakosh, it's not for the Rabbin. Tokyo, New York, London. The greatest and largest cities in the world. O Eretz Achas Kulok Mosforat. Bichlolo. O Ashkenaz Bichlolo. O all of Spain, all of Germany. Ki yichidim domu, they're like individuals, and if they need rain for some reason, is b'shamei atvila. Umi, now listen to the Mi, listen to the Beis. This is the Beis Yosef. In ba'oretz achas kulo, if in one entire land, At Shrichim Water Bimoisa Chamer, it needs, a whole country needs rain, Bimoisa Chamer. Torbo Yochid, and Yankel, Shlomazel, got up and he said, Vesein Talim Water Lebrocha on July 4th. Vishal Water Bibrichas Hashem. Im wrote, if he wants, Chayzerum is Palo Viteris Lidovo. He may die if he wants. He could daven again as a voluntary tefillah below she'ela. Means he's not mechuyev to do so. And when he recites the voluntary tefillah, leave it out in berichas hashon. Avolina mechuyev lachzor klal. He has no obligation to go back. So here the rosh scored. Even though in the lechatchila he didn't score, the minig is other than the rosh. But for the guy that made a mistake and it comes now as a shayla, if he has to daven a second time, you know, when all the life you have to know where to get off. You know, so far you go with something and you have to know where you get off. So the Beis Yosef said, now it's time to get off. And we're going to tell a guy to daven Shmoneh Esrei a second time, it's time to get off. You know, we cannot dismiss the fact that the Rosh's position would not seem to be one that we would want to debate. So yeah. That's what?
Is that only after Eretz Yisrael starts or after Sukkos?
Does not say after Eretz Yisrael starts. Could see more to be Torba Yochid v'Shol Mota. Not dependent on this man and Eretz, dependent on this man and his country if they need rain. You know, this country, United States, needs rain throughout the year. We're a very blessed land because we have two wheat crops every year, two major grain crops. We have summer wheat and winter wheat, so it has to rain for each of them. So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, on the other hand, if they follow the Rosh, he said most of the winter where he lived, there was no rain. Who needed rain? Nobody needed rain in Russia. Rain was of no use. So if it were left up to that, they shouldn't have said the same Talamoto. Because who needed rain? Rain was not needed. In his place, he says, "Lefiza yaniro de gam lehepach kamo b'medina seino." In Russia, b'chayra, she'ain ono tzrichim lamoto. We have no need for rain at all in the winter time; useless. And lo hiske talamoto gam kenet zorch lachs kamo b'kayitz kamo shomer moshok asafti das for achasi. So he says, what will happen? For example, the other way around. Let's say it's the middle of the winter, and you're in a country which absolutely does not need rain in the winter time. And you omitted the same Talamot of the Barucho. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you don't have to go back. The same way as if you recited the same Talamot of the Barucho in the United States on July 4th, and we need rain because of the summer wheat, so you don't have to daven again. So if you live in Moscow, and in December you left out the same Tal, you don't have to daven again, because you don't need rain. Now we have another place that the Rosh scored. You know, the geniuses of the halacha understand where every sheet fits, how the whole picture fits together. And you need to do that, you have to understand every psak that we have. How exactly did that psak come to be? What are all the factors which dictated that that psak is the way it is? So Ramesh Feinstein had the following shayla. A yid comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lords. He's an Eretz Yisrael person. And it's already Zayid Cheshbet. In his home country, they're already saying the same Talamot Levroch. What should he do? So he says such a person should undoubtedly follow the practice of Eretz Yisrael and say the same Talamot. Why, he said? Because in reality, the Rosh is right. The Rosh is right. And we should recite the same Talmud to the Rosh. Already in Zayin Cheshvan, there's no reason we shouldn't. Elo, what's the problem? The minig is not to do so. So we have a klal in halacha. There's no such thing as a minig for unusual cases. And since in all the doiras until our doir, it was not common for people to be regularly go from here to Sort of Chutz Lawrence or vice versa. The set travel was very difficult. The only Western woman known to have come in the mid-19th century, apparently, to Eretz Yisrael was Moshe Montefiore's wife. She's apparently the only Western woman that came in the mid-19th century to Eretz Yisrael. No such thing. Travel was much too difficult. Just people didn't do such things. So he says, Mameila, we have no Masaira of a minik. There's no minik for what the din is for Eretz Yisrael people that come to America. There's no minig. So now the sole reason we don't pass them like the Rosh is because the minig's not that way. Where the minig doesn't apply anymore, go back to the Rosh. So now we have three cases where the Rosh scored. If on July 4th if somebody said the same Talmud to the Rosh, he wouldn't have to daven again. If in Moscow on December 15th he said the same Rosh, not the same Talmud to the Rosh. And a guy comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and it's already Zayin Cheshvan, he should certainly follow the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael. He should certainly follow the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael, because Ukmei Adinu. It's an Adin, Meikar Adin, this is what should take place. So it's interesting that despite the fact that the Rosh couldn't change the day-to-day halacha, but he changed the world of halacha. The world of halacha he changed.
Is the Rav saying that all of America, la halacha la maisa, is considered a place that needs rain all year round?
Pashtus.
So, la halacha la maisa, anytime we say talamantar, we don't have to go back?
Yeah, I don't know. You could ask a question, but I presume since it's all one land, what happens if in the middle of Nevada, maybe nothing grows there? But it's not even true, you should know. In that part of the world, in Arizona, wheat grows. Wheat grows in Arizona. Obviously it's winter wheat, I don't think it's summer wheat. But winter wheat grows in Arizona.
New York City doesn't really grow, doesn't have a...
Listen, all these areas around, New York is a very big agricultural state. You know, New York City is a very tiny part of a lot of people. But geographical area, we're a very tiny part of New York State.
You drive through Central New York, it's all farms.
Well, or go up and go out to the island. You know how many farms there are on Long Island? All types of crops are growing out there.
So then, if a Ben Eretz Yisrael came to Chutz La'aretz in the middle of July, by that rationale, he should also say Talamantar, because there's no minute to follow.
Yeah, so apparently, that far Ramosha did not want to go, even though conceptually he could. It's not B'mashma, he intended to go so far. You're right. In other words, it's together with the fact that all the Sayaniya was supposed to start at Zayin Cheshvan, so this was the Machriya. I don't think he meant to use that on its own. So, now let's just go over the last few minutes the basics halacha l'maaseh. We shouldn't end the shiur without doing that. Now, there's a difference between failures of omission and failures of commission. If you say we're saying Talamot Levrocha in the summertime and you realize you're supposed to go back to the beginning of the Brocha and then start again and say the second version which we're saying Brocha. And if you don't, there's a big shayla of Yaitse. If it's a failure of omission, you're really not mechuyev to go back at all. You could put in the same Brocha wherever you want in the Brocha and keep on going. You don't have to go back. Now if you finish the Brocha, so there's a whole, this is a whole commotion, what to do. You finish the brocha, and I didn't start the Kabbash Shofar yet, so should I dump in the same brocha at that point or not? Now the Shulchan Aruch allowed the addition of whatever one failed to put in between the brochas. For example, if I left out Masha Baruch and Moed HaGeshem, and I remember after now I said, Baruch HaTov Hashem Chaya Yameisim, and all of a sudden, boom, I just remember, Toich Kedidibur, that I did not say Masha Baruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I can say Masha Baruch at that point, and I'm, that's what I'm Yaitse, even though it's not within the Baruch. But this is a very, this is a controversial halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim is not so keen on it. And consequently, certainly according to him, I would be better off in the Brocha of Shema Kole that I have a way to put it into Shema Koleinu and be Yaitse with Shema Koleinu. We're saying Brocha where it's actually part of a Brocha.
Maybe it's Saint Talamata, right?
Saint Talamata, yeah. Well, at first I meant Masha Baruch. If I left out Masha Baruch, I could put it in after Mechaya Meis. But if I left out the Saint Talamata, the Brocha, so I could put it in Shomei HaTfilah. If I failed to put it in Shomei HaTfilah, and I remembered right after I finished the Baruch of Shomei HaTfilah, I can say B'Sein Talamot L'Baruch right after I said Shomei HaTfilah. If I went on, I started with Say already. Now, I have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. I can't go back to Shema Koleinu anymore. Now, Kol Zman, I didn't get to the, once I got to the end of Shmon Esrei, whatever is considered the end of Shmon Esrei, and Ah Seder HaTfilah, it means if I said the final Yiyu L'Rotzen, that's the end of the Tfilah, because that's what I'm intending to sign off. Once I said the final Yiyu L'Rotzen, that's it.
The first word or the last word? You started Yiyu
L'Rotzen? I would presume even the first. It's already, I was Messiah already. I don't think that I should have to come to the last one. I don't think so. That's it. I already finished. You don't need Shmon Esrei. Then I have to go back to go all the way back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei and start again. So that's the practical side, the day-to-day side. There are varied neschos in the brocha, sabenu mituvo, sabenu mituvecho. The question is, what we're referring to? We're referring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, sabenu mituvecho, or we're referring to Eretz Yisrael, sabenu mituvo. And that particularly could be true with sabenu mituvo. The Gemara in Tainus, it's an amazing thing. The Gemara in Tainus says the whole brocha of Parnosa comes through Eretz Yisrael. I said, you know, my lament always is, it looks like it's an express train that doesn't have a stop. You know, it comes into Eretz Yisrael, goes out of Eretz Yisrael, and doesn't stop. You know, doesn't goes right out. But the Broch of Parnosa, the Gemara says in Tainus, comes through Eretz Yisrael. This is with Sabeinu Mituvo. Not only Perizim. So the whole Shefa of the world comes in the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. So those are two Nuschais. And the Goyen's Nusach was with Sabeinu Mituvo, the common Nusach that most of us have is Sabeinu Mituvecho, but the most legitimate Nuschais.
Is that related in any way as to whether or not you say Saint Talmoder outside, like the Rush, is that related to whether or not?
No, I don't think, no.
For your land or for Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone that claimed that. I may be wrong, but I haven't seen anyone. Even the Rosh didn't claim of being Mispala for Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh was talking about an entire country in Chutz La'aretz that needed rain. That was his focus. So that's the general halachas, Rabbi. Some of the specifics, plus the general halachas of the same Talmud of the Rocha, as the Hashem, that's the best that we're going to start.